It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, I thought NBC did a really good job with the broadcast and the coverage and highlighting Arthur Blank and the city and the atmosphere in the building and all that kind of stuff. And the game lived up to it.
The game was good.
It
was a good football
game. It didn't finish how we wanted to.
Yeah.
And obviously, we'll get into all the ins and outs of why it didn't. But that game was deserving of a national stage.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game, back and forth, tight game. Obviously, we know the end results aren't what we wanted. And I don't take no damn. I feel good about the loss. No, we lost.
Yeah, 1-2 and lost both home games.
Playing good against Kansas City don't mean nothing. You lost.
You're 0-2 at home.
Yeah, you lost.
Right now.
And so, I mean, that's the unfortunate part. And it goes back and, like you said, sitting back and being able to watch games all day. And not watch, obviously the Falcons didn't play until yesterday night. Why the hell is it just so easy to just leave points? Just leave points on the
field. Yeah.
Raheem left points yesterday.
He did.
Kick the field goal. All right, kick the field goal. I mean, it makes so much sense to do that. Kick the field goal. Kick the field goal. You know what happened? You got the ball back. Kick the field goal. You're winning. It's so simple.
Well, I don't disagree with kick the field goal, take the points.
Yes.
I think it.
Take the points.
Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah, obviously, but
after
you give yourself an opportunity.
But yes.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Give yourself an opportunity.
It's such simple math.
The Eagles did the crap yesterday, too. It's so simple.
It really is.
You were 1-for-3 on fourth down, and then the play you run. Now, they scored on the touchdown. The touchdown to Bijan was that same play. I don't know if the left side of the line didn't know the snap count. Because when the ball was snapped, the whole right side of the Kansas City's defensive line was in the damn backfield.
They're in the backfield. It looked like there was a little bit of hesitation. It looked like Algier hesitated a little bit getting out in front of Bijan.
Did they not know what the snap count was?
I don't know what it was, but it was a disjointed start to that play. And in a moment where you have to be so pinpoint in order to – you're just picking up a yard.
That's it.
You're just trying to pick
Go
up
straight.
A yard. That would be nice.
Go straight.
That would be nice. If it's true that you can't quarterback sneak because Kirk Cousins has an Achilles problem, that's not great. But if that's also true – you can direct snap it to the running back if you need. Like, there's other alternatives to try to come up with short yardage stuff. But yeah, you got cute.
Yes,
you got cute
and
in the fourth quarter.
I woke up this morning, and that's the first thing I said.
I thought Zach Robinson did a nice job yesterday, and in the fourth quarter, it got a little finessey.
Yes,
the bubble screen stuff wasn't working anymore. They figured it out. Like, and then you're doing just a little too much on short yardage situations when all you need to do is pick up short yards.
Straight.
And, yeah.
But that's the thing. I love what you said about the bubble screen thing. Because it was like, okay, you're running the bubble screen on first down, and you're not getting any positive. You're losing yards. So now you're in second and long.
You wasted a down.
And so, that was just a frustrating thing. So I was like, why are they getting so cute? Go straight at them. Mm-hmm. I mean, no. Kansas City defense is one of the best in the league.
No, I mean, we talked about it all week last week.
Good.
They get overlooked because of Mahomes and Kelce and everything that they have on offense. The reason they were so good last year and were able to make it as far as they did before the offense carried them in the playoffs was because of the defense.
Yes.
The reason they're 3-0 right now
is because of their defense. Yeah, and so, I mean, there were so many things you wanted to see that just go at them and come up with a better call. Running east and west in the NFL on fourth down is horrible, and you never, ever get it unless you run one of those sweeps like they ran fourth down in the first game to Bijan or something like that. But, yeah, that was just so predictable, and it looked like to me like the left side didn't know the snap count because they got their ass whipped. That was a butt kicking on fourth down, and it's just unfortunate. Yeah, it was P.I. Kurt, give him a chance.
I know.
Kurt, Kyle Pitts is 6'6". Throw the ball up for him.
I know. As much as it was pass interference, and it should have been called, and it should have been first and goal from the one, and now that's no guarantee.
No.
Because short yardage. I mean, how are you going to – maybe you're a little more creative on first down. I don't know. You have to hope that had they called it, you get in the end zone. We'll never know. But, yeah, that was my thought.
Throw
the flag. You should have called it. You got 6'6 with a 40-inch vertical.
Yes.
Try to throw it through the uprights.
Dude.
Like, maybe Kirk has never had a guy quite like that before.
Dude.
But, like, he's going to look at that and be like, dang, I could have put two more feet on that thing. And you know what would have happened if he would have?
Kyle would have went caught it.
Touchdown. It would have been a touchdown.
On that route right there, when you're inside on that route, you love it. Because you got a two-way go as far as he can throw the ball over you or he back shoulders it. One of those throws would have worked. But I'm just telling you, throw the ball up there.
Yep.
Give Kyle a chance to go and get the ball.
Because the only reason he didn't catch it, it wasn't because he was fouled.
No.
It was because the guy hit him in the back.
Yeah.
It hit the defender in the back. If it was even just at the defender's head height,
yes,
he would have picked the peanuts right off his head and he would have had a touchdown. If he would have thrown it where he should have thrown it, it would have been one of the great photos in Falcons history because Kyle Pitts would have dunked on that man.
Yes.
And he would have got his feet in bounds and it would have been a touchdown. Now, again, who knows what happens based on the way different things go.
Correct.
But if they score a touchdown there, there's 4 minutes left and Patrick Mahomes has the ball. And we might be having a different conversation this morning as well. But I would like to have seen it.
Exactly.
I would like to have seen it.
But I mean, so I think, you know, the biggest thing through the three games, they got to possess the ball more. They got to possess the ball more. They got
destroyed in time of possession.
They got to get the ball. They got to be able to, you know. And then we talked about the run defense. And I think Grady and David, they're great players, really good players. They can't get off block. And the strength of the offense outside of Patrick Mahomes, of course, are the centers and the guards.
Those three guys right in the middle.
Those three guys are all pro players.
Yep.
All right? They are all pro players, and when they get you, they got you. When they block you, you block.
Yep. And their tackles aren't great, but they do a good job of helping them
and
all that
kind of
stuff.
But did you see that? What they did? They ran between the eight guys just there. Yep. They ran all inside runs because of that interior with the center and the two guards that Kansas City has.
Yep.
They are all pro players right there,
now,
and they showed it.
What happened in that game, just from a big picture standpoint to me, was exactly why Kansas City has been able to do what they've done over the last couple of years. Is because, look, I mean, in the NFL, you play a lot of close games like that.
Yes.
Like games that are going to be not 50-50, but close, right?
Yes.
Like you have to make plays in the end. Their lines were better. They made better coaching decisions. They were in third and short.
Yes.
If they got to third down, it was third and one every single time.
Yep.
And when the Falcons are in third down, it's third and eight.
Yep.
It's third and nine.
Yep.
And stuff like
and
that.
Two of nine
the
on
Falcons,
third down?
They've been two of nine all three games.
Yes.
The Falcons have been horrible on third down. And because the reason is because they're bad on first and second down.
And they can't possess what you're saying, because they're bad on third down, they can't possess the ball. They can't have other possessions.
They don't have the sustained drive.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.